had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. But do you know the secret? He was worse than kind, you know.
Transcribed from Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the wash day miracle that gives you the cleanest clothes in town, proudly presents the Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, David Rose, and his orchestra, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan will be me, Rod O'Connor. From the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, a story entitled The Town Social, and it stars MGM's clown, Red Skelton. Say, Skelton, this is one of the largest turnouts we've ever had at the Town Social.
Yeah, look at the people that showed up. There's Gene Fowler, there's Stanley and Mary M.
What?
Howard Keel. There's the Jim Harkins. If you got any friends, throw them in.
Yeah.
There's Dr. Emmerman.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, it's good to see so many people taking pride in their local affairs. You know, this will show the Kremlin that we're organized, too. You know, hey, I got a poem.
Let's hear it.
Just the communists, no soul, they say. I know how that makes you feel, but you fellow travelers must have a soul. One comes with every heel. Hey, you know, I didn't think I was going to get down to the meeting here tonight. Our social dinner. On account of that Truman car of mine.
You have a Truman car?
A Truman car. You never know if it's going to run or not.
You know, I think we'd have a bigger crowd if it hadn't turned so cold. You know, it's freezing weather.
Yeah, but the cold weather doesn't bother me much.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's move up a little closer.
I'm sorry, this is as far as I can go.
What do you mean, this is as far as you can go?
Well, if you must know, Georgia made my underwear out of an electric blanket, and this is as far as the cord reaches. Oh! Ooh,
well, ooh. What's wrong, Red?
I think I got a short in my short.
Hey, Red. Did you notice there are a few gangsters in the crowd?
Yeah.
I wonder what these racketeers are doing here.
Oh, they probably saw the crowd and figured it was Senator Kefauver. Kefauver?
Kefauver.
Who?
Kefauver.
Why don't they turn that over to somebody else? Maybe they think it's Kefauver?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pulling another truth or consequence party.
Well, that was hardly worth going back for, was it?
What? Not so loud, Red. Yeah. That trigger Happy McGee and the big shot gambler are standing over there, and he might hear you.
Yeah? Why don't he go to Tucson and open up a drug store?
Well, that's what I get for going to those cheap dinners. Well, I'd like for that gangster to know that there's one honest citizen in this town. Ain't afraid of him.
I heard that crack blabbermouth.
Oh?
Who is this brave guy?
I don't know, but I sure wish he was here.
Look, Flabby Lips.
Hey, hey, come on. Don't let him scare you, Skelton. I'm in back of you, boy.
Yeah, but look what's in front of me.
Well, don't let him think you're yellow.
I ain't yellow. I'm deathly white.
Look, I don't want any trouble.
Now,
I'm here as San Fernando Red's bodyguard.
Well, as the little mountain said, you can't bluff me. Hold it! Hedwig!
Come on inside, Skelton.
Yeah.
The dinner's to be served at 7:30 sharp.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, say, don't the tables look nice? You know, I think this is more fun than going to a nightclub. You ever seen some of those waiters in nightclubs here in Hollywood? Are they independent? I said to one guy, what time is it? He says, sorry, it's not my table.
Hey, hey, look, there's your wife, Georgia, my wife, Sylvia, and David Rose's wife, Betty, sitting
now,
over there.
We better wait here. They're getting ready to start the entertainment.
Oh.
Hey, your attention, please, folks. Now I'd like to present to you a man who needs no introduction, a man you all know as Anna San Fernando Red.
More friend.
A man who's a credit to his hometown.
Yeah.
A credit to his high office.
Yeah.
A credit to the Bank of America. No, that's one place he can't get credit.
More friend.
A man who stands for better government and whose integrity has never been questioned.
More friend.
A man who never loses his patience.
Thank you.
They didn't get you, did they? That's the Russian way of saying I beg your pardon.
My friend.
And you are my friend.
I say you're my friends because I believe. Yes, I believe. I believe that old man Mo is dead. I mean,
give me a glass of water, will you?
To drink?
No, I'm going to rinse out a few things. Tonight, before I start making any speeches here or we start our social dinner, I would like to thank all you citizens for voting no on Proposition Yes. I don't want to thank you for re-electing me to office. This is not the first time I've served you. I have served 2 terms before. 3 terms if you want to count the one at Leavenworth. But as you all know, I'm a man that can be trusted. Some of my opponents said that the only reason that I wanted this job was because of the salary. This is not true. Money doesn't interest me. It's the graft that counts. Now, if I can do any of you, I can do anything for any of you. You all know where I'm at down at City Hall, and you can see me anytime. In fact, everybody knows that anybody can get to me. I don't know who's writing this stuff, but ain't going to be with me long, I'll tell you that. I didn't think I was going to be at our little get-together tonight. I just returned from Key West. I made quite an impression down there on them southern folks. They really taken a liking to me. They even gave me a nickname. What's a carpetbagger? Well, sir, first of all, I want you to know that I'm going to carry out my campaign promises. And tomorrow, we are closing that burlesque show. That's tomorrow. I close it tonight, but I'm going there myself. Well, let's get on with our social dinner. As Laurel would say, eat hearty.
Say, pardon me, Your Honor.
Yeah?
Here's the cook. She wants to talk to
What cook? Oh, cook. Oh.
Hold everything. Hold everything, Your Honor. Oh, yeah. My. You're the skinniest politician I've ever seen.
You're shaking the cord on the microphone. I'm over here. What seems to be the trouble, cook?
Well, I've been standing in that kitchen all day, waiting for Clem the Diddlehopper to deliver the chickens, and he ain't showed up yet.
Well, this is outrageous. Who's the chairman of this committee?
Well, I am, Your Honor.
Yeah?
Gee, Clem's never done anything like this before. If Dave Rose will play a number, I'll go over to Clem's house and see what's the trouble, huh?
Attention, folks. Now, ain't nothing to get upset over. While we're waiting for the vittles, Dave Rose and his orchestra will play the Hot Canary, and it features the composer, Paul Nero. He's going to do a violin solo. Now, you can burn while he plays.
Thank you. tides in, out.
I wear the cleanest shirts in town, there isn't any doubt that all my shirts are washed with Tide, cause when Tide's in, dirt's out.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with T-I-D-E, Tide.
Yes, ma'am, sing it or just plain say it. Tide gives you the cleanest wash in town. The reason? Tide is the amazing miracle product that not only gets ordinary dirt out of your clothes, but also removes dulling soap film. You see, we've tested Tide in the laboratory against all kinds of soaps, and the test results are always the same. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. But millions of you women have proved that, washing and rinsing your own clothes. You've seen the Tide miracle in the cleaner clothes your children wear, your cleaner sheets and towels. You've seen how kind Tide is to your hands, too. Next wash day, be sure you use Tide, and you'll hang up the cleanest wash in town.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E,
Tide. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Well, Clem is home. There's his shirt hanging on the line. Hey, Clem, you in there?
Yep, here I am.
Huckleberry. I used to sing in a choir till they found out what was wrong with it, you know.
Are you awake or still unconscious?
Well, we just cut that. Open the door. Open the door. Yeah, sure, that door needs a little oiling, don't it? So does this actor, you know. Maybe that's what's wrong. Maybe he's oiled now. Come on in. Brr! It's cold. That's what it says. B-R-R-R. Brr!
Clem, why are you standing there like that with one leg in your overalls?
Well, I can't remember whether I'm putting them on or taking them off.
What a stupid thing to say. Do you want everybody to think you're a moron?
No, no. Just my intimate friend. I don't care about impressing strangers.
Yeah, well, what's the matter with you? You sick?
No, I'm not sick.
Well, you were supposed to deliver 100 chickens for the town social dinner tonight.
Tonight they'll be there.
Well, get with it, boy. It's 7:30 already.
It is.
Yes, and you're still in your nightshirt.
Yeah, I hate for you to see me this way, too. I'm a mess, you know. My ears are still up and curling.
Well, what happened? Did you oversleep?
Yeah, it's my rooster's fault. You see, he's got laryngitis.
What?
Laryngitis. I can't hear him crow. You see, he tiptoes in, he taps me on the shoulder, and he says, "Time to get up." You know, that old rooster, he's a pip, you know. Last week, he was walking out by the fence. Don't look for this, because it ain't there either. He's out by the fence, see, and he looked over into the other yard, and he saw a football. So he called all the hens together, and he said, "Girls." He says, "I am not complaining, but I'd like for you to take a look at the work the girls are doing next door."
How come your rooster didn't wake you up this morning?
Well, he's indisposed.
Indisposed?
Dead to you.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah. What was the cause of his death?
Hunger. I got hungry and killed him. I kind of hate to do away with him, though. I did it a pleasant way, you see.
Yeah.
That old rooster used to watch me cut chickens' heads off all the time, see?
Mm-hmm.
So anytime I'd walk out with the axe, he'd never take his eyes off of me. That's how I got him.
How's that?
I had that axe in my hand, mm-hmm. Walked around him real quick. Poor sucker wrung his own neck.
Well, Clem, how could you do it? Mm-hmm. Gee, his death must have come as quite a shock to the hens. How are they taking it?
Oh, it hit them pretty hard. Ever since then, they've been laying black eggs. They've been wearing their feathers at half mast. You know, I had one chicken that laid a square egg.
Oh?
That's what he said, yeah.
Look, Clem, you better hurry up and get dressed. They're waiting for those chickens at the town
hall. Well, I'll hurry and get my clothes on. I'll be with you, Jeffy. I'll be with you in a jiffy. Forget it. Boy, it sure is cool today, isn't it? Yesterday it was so cold I went out to milk my cow and all I got was 5 yards of spaghetti. corn buckets and homogenized goose pimples.
Well, come on, boy, get with it.
Brr, it's cold. Really freezing outside. Even the snow is blue.
It's not a fit day out for man or beast.
Or me either. You better pull my ears over my nose so they won't get frostbitten.
Well, let's hurry. They're waiting for those chickens.
Okay.
Hey, Rod, come here. Help me out, will you? I can't get inside to eat.
I came out here looking for you, and I left my tickets with Georgia, and now that bouncer at the door won't let me back in.
Where is he?
Over there.
Oh, that's that Cauliflower McPug, that punch-drunk prize fighter who's always hearing bells and birds. I'll go talk to him. Yeah. Howdy, Cauliflower.
Who is it, boy? Who is it? Who is it?
Well, it's me, O'Connor.
Oh, yes, O'Connor. Two of the nicest boys I ever met.
Look, Cauliflower, my friend Skelton wants to get inside to eat.
I'm sorry. Nobody gets in without a ticket, boy.
Look, he has a ticket. His wife's holding it, and she's already inside.
Look, no one's going to put any gag like that over on me. People may think I'm punchy, but I'm not that far gone, boy. You see, I got something on my shoulders.
Yeah, too bad it isn't a head.
Oh, that's cute. Pardon me while I answer the phone, will you?
Look, there's no phone ringing.
Oh, well, it's probably the wrong number anyhow. Oh, listen to that. That man playing that hot canary again.
Boy, your brains are really scrambled.
Oh, you think I got a rattle in my head, huh? Yeah. You should see that rattler I room with. Boy, he's really got birdies on his antenna. That poor sucker. All day long he just sits there talking to his parrot. Tells him a joke and then laughs when the parrot tells him something funny.
Well, what's wrong with that?
He ain't got no parrot. I know, I have to clean the cage every day. In fact, I sat on the egg and hacked out the parrot.
Oh, brother.
No, I'm his mother. Yes, sir, I hacked that little bird all by myself. I sat on that egg for about 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's Day means something around my place.
Cauliflower.
Call me Mom, will you? Oh, here comes a good humor man. Would you care for one? How about that?
Look.
How about that? A flamingo telling you a good humor.
Look, I'm going to help you cure yourself of hearing bells and birds. Keep saying to yourself, I don't hear any birds.
Cut it out, will you?
What's the matter? What's this cut it out?
Oh, that's Speedy, the guy I told you about.
What do you mean?
Oh, he always tapped me on the shoulder, but when I turned around, he never did.
Now remember, keep repeating to yourself, I don't hear any birds.
What's that?
I don't hear any birds.
You'll have to talk louder. That robin's making too much noise.
Well, come on and try it.
Oh, I don't hear any birds. I don't hear any birds. That's funny. I don't hear any birds.
There, you see? You cured yourself.
Yeah, you know why I don't hear any birds?
Why?
The last flock of them flew over.
Look, Cauliflower, now step aside. Skelton has got to get inside.
Look, now, if you're trying to crank the gate, I'll break his arm. I'm a tough guy. You see that door knocker there? Mm-hmm. Watch, I can bite it in half with my teeth. Watch this. Look, Skelton can have my ticket. I won't be eating now anyhow.
Oh, go on, Skelton.
Hey, Rod, I hate to say this, but your social dinner turned out to be a big flop. Half the people have left already.
Yeah, where did your wife Georgia go?
Oh, she got mad because I made a joke about her homemade cookies.
What'd you say?
I said you should have made a couple of hundred of them. We could have reshingled the roof.
That made her mad? Huh?
No, Georgia got mad because she said she made those cookies all by herself. And I said, who helped you lift them off the stove?
Oh, here comes that old cook.
Mr. O'Connor, you'll have to get someone else to cook them chickens.
Stop insulting me.
I'm not insulting you. Oh, you're stupid.
Now, don't call me stupid. She's mad just because I don't kill chickens like everybody else does. You see, I chloroform them before I dress them.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, they got in that warm kitchen and they come back to life. Stark naked. I'm telling you, they look positively indecent.
Let's go see.
Well, there they all turn on the purple lights, will you? That one there looks like Lily Sincere. Oh, look at that one chicken over there with two stalks and celery doing a fan dance.
Well, this is really going to ruin our social dinner.
Well, look, can't you arrange some more entertainment to hold the crowd?
Well, yeah, I'll ask Dave Rose to play another number. That'll hold the crowd together. Ladies and gentlemen, attention, please, because the dinner will be served a little late. Dave Rose has consented to do another musical number. It's titled Exactly Like You. Thank you.
I guess you've heard us call Tide a miracle. Well, that's exactly what Tide is. For Tide not only gets the ordinary dirt out of your clothes, it removes dulling soap film, too. And that one fact was what made no rinsing practical. Yes, with Tide, you can save all the time and work of rinsing, and you'll get the cleanest possible no-rinse wash. Now, if you prefer to rinse, here's Tide's promise. Tide will get your clothes cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. We've proved that in the laboratory. And you women see the proof in the cleaner shirts your husband wears, the cleaner sheets on your beds. So make your next wash a Tide wash, the cleanest wash in town.
Get clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E Tide.
T-I-D-E Tide.
Hey, Rod.
Yeah?
Something else just happened. They threw Willie Lump Lump out of the place.
What for?
He spiked the lemonade.
Well, what happened?
Well, my grandmother took one sip and she says, you know, the frost didn't hurt them lemons at all.
Rod!
Well, hello, Lorene. Where's Junior?
Oh, he's around someplace. I gave him a nickel to go buy an ice cream cone. Oh, here he comes now.
Well, look who here. The pile of slab that walks like a man.
Now, Junior, that's no way to talk to Mr. O'Connor. Now, tell him you're sorry.
I'm sorry. Are you sorry, you your big fat slob?
Junior!
Here. Well, I had to say call him a fat slob so he know who I was talking to. Goodness, he may think I'm talking to somebody else.
Junior, you shouldn't make fun of my weight. When you grow up, you might be fat yourself.
I never will.
You'll never be fat?
I will never grow up. I'm going to stay the way I is. Just a little rosy cheeks with those stinkers.
But you have to grow up someday.
Don't be too sure, kiddo. The way the government is going, they're liable to put the freeze on us little kids and we have to stay right where we are.
What a horrible thought.
Yes.
Junior.
Yes.
You were gone so long, I was beginning to think you might be lost.
Lost? Well, no, here I is. Disillusioning, ain't it?
Last
year, I was sick, you know. They almost lost me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they didn't take me out in the woods for enough.
Now, remember, dear.
Okay.
If you ever are lost, the first thing you should do is go up to the nearest policeman.
If you're lost, go to the policeman?
Mm-hmm.
Has the communist heard about this method?
There's a lost cause if I ever did.
Hey, did you ever have an Albanian lunch?
No.
That's something you grab in a hurry. Well, I see you didn't read the paper today. You want me to turn myself in, huh? What do you think I am, a student? Goodness, I wouldn't turn myself in.
Now, wait, you should tell the policeman that you're lost.
Yes?
Give him your name and tell him where you live.
And then what I do, sit there and wait for you to come and run away with the bail, huh, like you did with Pop.
Oh, dear. Now, don't be smarty.
Oh, goodness, I know what to do when I get lost. I go to the police station and play dumb. Then they gave me the third degree. See, they give me an ice cream comb. I know all the angles, you see. Whenever I feel like a free ice cream comb, I just go turn myself in. It's lost. Once every time, 3 times last week. You know, last week I was going to run away from home?
You were?
Yeah, I figured nobody loved me no more, so I was going to run away.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I put a lot of little cookies in my handkerchief and I threw it over my shoulder, and I went around the block about 9 times. And the policeman came up to me and he said, little boy, where are you going? I said, nobody loved me no more, so I was running away. He said, why do you keep going around the block? I said, I'm not allowed to cross the street.
Oh, speaking of ice cream cones, where did you get that triple-decker cone?
Ain't that a Lulu strawberry chocolate?
They cost 15 cents, and I only gave you a nickel.
Which reminds me, here's your nickel back.
You didn't send a nickel?
No.
But
the man at the ice cream concession insisted that I take it. It was sort of a prize for knocking over more glasses off his calendar. Counter with my slingshot than anybody
oh,
else.
Oh, Junior, you didn't wreck the ice cream concession, did you?
Let's put it this way. I know a place where we can get an awful lot of free firewood.
Oh, God, honestly, the child has added 10 years to my age.
Well, so what? Every time you had your birthday, you take off enough years to make up for it.
Junior, I do not!
Lorraine, I'm trying to keep this social dinner going, but I think we better call it off. We can still have some pie and coffee.
Oh, no, haven't you heard? The pumpkin pie has disappeared.
What pumpkin pie?
The one that was in the window cooling.
I didn't know it had disappeared.
You give me a spanking for taking it.
Junior, I didn't thank you for eating a pumpkin pie. It was for that apple pie you ate yesterday.
Oh, I had the hardest time keeping track of which spanking fits which pie.
Well, now, about that pumpkin pie, did you eat that, too?
No, just the punk part. Now, please, why do you accuse me? Do you think I took that pie?
I do.
Do you think I took that pie, Fatso?
I do.
I now pronounce you man and wife. And may all your little ones have a lot of crust.
Oh, I'll put it up to you. Here, take my mirror and look at yourself.
Oh, how long has that face been going on?
Now, does that little boy you see in the mirror look like he ate my
pumpkin
pie?
That is your man. Go ahead and give that mirror a spanking. If you want to know the truth, I didn't eat the pie. I put some of it in this pocket, and I put some of it in this pocket, and I put some in this pocket.
Oh, Junior, I've had enough of you. Now, you come here to me.
Here. Oh, what did you do that for? I've had some in that pocket, too.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, until next Sunday,
this is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of the Wash Day Miracle Tide.
And this is Ron O'Connor reminding you that Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap on earth, cleaner than any other washing product sold throughout America. That's why...
You get the cleanest washing product with
This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.